Starting A3, this is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Oh, do I have something for you today? Probably you didn't even expect. I didn't know this till just a short time ago that I did get to have this conversation. And if you know the man, you know he's a legend. He's an Olympian gold medalist, an undefeated boxing champion, a Hall of Famer, an actor, an author, and a pastor. Hallelujah. His name is Brother Andre Ward. Now, I have to tell you this. The reason I'm talking to him is because he's going to be in our community next week as part of the National Young Leaders Institute Boxing Camp. This is powerful. And my friend Nigel has been telling me about how wonderful Andre is. And I'm so glad to have a minute with him, just a couple of minutes. So, Andre, thank you for joining us, brother. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm juggling right now. I'm trying to find a quiet place to talk to you guys. I got the family in tow. We're in Orlando. And then I'm going to be heading out to Fort Wayne to come spend some time at Pathway and spend some time with the youth in the boxing camp. I'm really excited about it.
Cannot wait. Now, I know we don't have a lot of time in. I want to get you back to your family, but what's kind of the theme or the message that you're going to share with the young people at the NYLI boxing camp?
Well, the first thing is just, you know, my presence. And what I mean by that is, you know, a lot of times for young people, they just need to reach out and touch you and know that you're real and you're not just somebody they've heard about or read about or seen on TV. So I think showing up is half the battle. And then it's just, you know, being able to read the young men and the young ladies, see where they're at, have small talk with them, and obviously try to help them with the craft, but more about trying to leave some nuggets and leave something for them before I leave about life, about their future, and to let them know that, hey, this was my path, and I don't know if boxing will be their path, but there's something great in you.
Yes.
Find out what it is. Ask God to lead you and guide you and work for it, and it, too, will come to pass.
I love that, and I'm sure you've been asked this question many times, my friend, but how has boxing in your life led you to where you are today? How's God used that and the discipline of that and the ups and downs?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, the Bible says that through the foolishness of preaching that men are saved. And I look at my sport like that, through the foolishness of a sport like boxing, God can use me, you know. And I've had people tell me, oh, God's not involved in boxing and, you know, it's separate from your relationship. And, I beg to differ because if, you know, I'm God's child, which I am, the concept of parenthood, like that came from him. If I care about everything that my kids are doing, be it small or great, so is he. And I've just seen him process me, teach me, allow me to get broken down in some spaces, built back up. I've learned how to be courageous in the midst of fear. I've learned how to speak about my faith in the midst of people saying, why are you talking about this? This is not, there's no place for this in this sport. So, there's so many life lessons and spiritual lessons in my life. And, I mean, one of my favorite characters in the Bible is King David, not just because of the wars, but because of his heart for God and the way that God processed him and dealt with him and the relationship that he had with God. And I see my career and my life very, very similarly to David.
Well, I have to mention real quick, too, you've got a new book called Killing the Image, and it's your journey of faith and fighting and forgiveness. That's powerful. Have you had a journey where you've had to go through some things and learn forgiveness?
I mean, my whole life, you know, has been not just downs, but just, you know, life.
Yes.
You know, some bad decisions that I've made early in life, other parts of my life are just life happening. And then there's been many, many highs spiritually, naturally, and just learning how to walk in the cool of the day with God in the midst of life and life's issues and life's highs and life's lows. And, you know, I knew I wanted to, I guess, in theory, that I wanted to tell my story one day. But in reality, many times I wanted to walk away from the story because I just couldn't see myself opening up to that degree, sharing those kind of stories. And, you know, God was patient with me for many years with that mindset. But then it got to a point where he let me know that this is really my story.
Yes.
This is what I've allowed you to amass and accumulate.
Yes.
It's time to tell it. So I took the leap of faith. Everything is in the book, and it's going to take you on a roller coaster of smiles and laughs, some tears. It's going to make you think, and I hope that it not only inspires, but also challenges and gives some tools for your life lessons, and hopefully many people, which I've seen thus far, can align with a lot of my story.
So beautiful. And I know that it will. And I know people need to have those examples. So it's your story for his glory, which is what all of us should be. Our story, God puts us through things, allows us to go through things so that he could get the glory. And we're so glad you're being willing to share that and being raw and real with us, Andre. And we're excited about your book, Killing the Image. And of course, I'll mention this real quick. We're talking about it also. You're at Pathway this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. But Saturday's a day where a lot of people don't have their own church. And maybe that's something you want to be a part of at the 5 p.m. service, Pathway Community Church. And so we're going to see you in our community next week, Brother Andre. We can't wait to see you. Welcome to Fort Wayne.
My first time coming. I'm excited. Can't wait to see you all.
Everything you need to know about this boxing camp and also his book, Killing the Image, is on my Conversations link right now. You can check it out at star883.com.